Chapter 10. Sunday, 15th of August. To understand, you really need to see for yourself what I'm talking about. Les Marauds, the slums of Lansquenet, if such an urban thing can be in a village of no more than 400 souls, once it housed the tanneries that were Lansquenet's main source of income, and the buildings that line the riverbanks were all connected with that industry. A tannery stinks and pollutes, and so Les Marauds was always a place apart, downriver from the village itself, existing in its own atmosphere of stench and dirt and poverty. But that was 100 years ago. Now, of course, the tanneries and the brick and wooden houses are mostly converted into little shops and cheap dwellings. The River Tarn is sweet again, and children come here to paddle and play in the place where women used to scrub hides against a series of big flat rocks, worn hollow by decades of back-breaking work. It's the place where the river rats, a political correctness dictates that we cannot call them gypsies any more, like to moor their boats and light their campfires on the bank, and cook pancakes on a griddle, and play guitars, and sing and dance, and sell cheap trinkets to our children, and tattoo their arms in henna, to the dismay of their parents, and of Jolene Drew, who runs the village school. At least that all used to be true. Now the children stay away, as do most of our villagers. Even the river rats stay away. I haven't seen a houseboat arrive since Roux left 4 years ago. A different kind of atmosphere has settled on Les Marauds now, one that smells of spices and smoke, and sounds like a foreign country. Don't misunderstand me. I do not dislike foreigners. Some do in Lansquenet, but I am not among them. I was quick to welcome the first few immigrant families, those Tunisians, Algerians, Moroccans, Pieds Noirs.